What if the most profound leadership moments of your life weren't the ones you planned? What if they happened in fleeting interactions you might not even remember? Drew Dudley's This Is Day One challenges conventional wisdom about leadership, arguing that it's not about titles, wealth, or commanding armies. It's about consistent, daily behaviors that align with your core values. The book has become a favorite among Silicon Valley executives and university leadership programs alike, with Dudley's TED Talk on everyday leadership garnering over 5 million views. Celebrities like Brené Brown have praised its accessible approach to leadership, calling it a game changer for anyone who's ever wondered if they have what it takes to make a difference. At its core, this book asks a revolutionary question. What if you treated every single day as day one of your leadership journey? Most people don't identify as leaders. When asked in auditoriums across 5 continents, less than 1% of audiences have more than half raised their hands when asked if they consider themselves leaders. This reluctance stems from our narrow definition of leadership. We've been taught it requires commanding many people or changing the world. But what if leadership isn't about titles or positions at all? What if it's simply about consistent behaviors that close the gap between who you want to be and how you actually behave? This is the foundational premise of Day One Leadership, treating every day as if it's your first day, with renewal, commitment, and forgiveness. This approach provides a fresh start each morning to choose leadership behaviors aligned with your values. I discovered this concept during a pre-dawn adventure in Qatar, where my guide Mustafa greeted me with infectious enthusiasm. When we approached massive sand dunes at terrifying speeds, I nervously asked how he maintained such excitement about something he did daily. "Oh, it's my first day," he replied with a grin. Seeing my confusion, he explained that while he'd actually worked there for 17 years, he promised himself he would never have a second day of work. Every morning, he treated the day as his first, arriving early, dressing his best, double-checking everything, and approaching each tour with fresh enthusiasm. All I ask of anyone who works for me is that they treat every day they come to work like it is their first day, he said. This simple yet profound concept transformed how I view leadership. By treating each day as day one, we can approach our responsibilities with renewed commitment rather than accumulated cynicism. We can forgive yesterday's failures and focus on today's opportunities. Most importantly, we can build a personal culture of leadership through consistent daily practice rather than occasional grand gestures. In October 2002, I was preparing to leave my college town after my parents' house was destroyed by a tornado. At my goodbye party, a young woman I didn't recognize approached me with a story that would forever change my understanding of leadership. 4 years earlier, on her first day of university, she had been overwhelmed and ready to quit. I had appeared wearing a ridiculous hat, collecting donations for cystic fibrosis. I jokingly encouraged the guy next to her to break the ice by offering her a lollipop, then teased her for taking candy from a stranger. That moment of laughter changed her mind about quitting. She not only graduated, but had been dating that same guy for 4 years. The most shocking part? I had absolutely no recollection of this life-changing interaction. This lollipop moment taught me that leadership isn't about achieving impressive goals, but about how we behave in pursuit of them, often making our greatest impact in unplanned moments we don't even remember. Our character and long-term success are revealed not in extraordinary days, but in ordinary ones. Most people evaluate their leadership over extended periods, focusing on major milestones and goals. While plans matter, our most enduring legacy often comes from unplanned consequences of everyday actions. We tend to focus on extraordinary days, promotions, achievements, failures, even though they're vastly outnumbered by ordinary ones. This perspective stems partly from educational systems where entire semesters are judged by performance on just a few test days. But our character and long-term success are revealed and fostered in ordinary days, Simple, consistent behaviors generate the momentum needed for significant accomplishments and provide daily evidence that we matter. Evidence we need regularly, not just occasionally. When asked, why do you matter? 90% of people, even highly successful executives, entrepreneurs, and professionals, struggle to answer. This is because we hope to matter rather than plan to matter. Mattering requires intentionality, strategic thinking, and consistent action aligned with our core values. A personal leadership philosophy is a set of beliefs and principles that guides how you evaluate information and respond to situations. It should be concise enough to articulate in under 30 seconds and familiar enough that you've spoken it aloud recently. This philosophy acts as your North Star during challenging decisions and helps maintain consistency in your leadership approach. Research shows leaders with clear philosophies score 110% higher on leadership effectiveness, while their teams report 140% greater effectiveness, along with higher team spirit, organizational pride, commitment, and trust. These improvements stem from the clarity and predictability that a well-defined philosophy provides to both leaders and followers. I learned the importance of clearly defining leadership values during my first university workshop. When a student asked me to explain leadership in simple English, I was stunned to realize I couldn't articulate my own definition. This revealed a crucial insight. If you don't define the values you hope will define you, you'll never feel you're living up to them. This experience taught me that leadership isn't just about position or authority, it's about having a clear, communicable vision of what you stand for. Values serve as decision-making criteria that simplify complex choices. When you establish core values like honesty, integrity, and family, you can evaluate options against these standards. For example, when faced with a choice between meeting a deadline by cutting corners or maintaining quality standards, your value of integrity helps guide the decision. Though value-based decisions often bring short-term discomfort, such as missing a deadline or losing a potential client, they prevent the lasting regret of compromising who you want to be. Most people make decisions based on avoiding immediate negative consequences, but great leaders proactively create opportunities to live their values rather than merely responding when situations arise. They schedule regular one-on-one meetings to demonstrate their value of mentorship, or consistently acknowledge team contributions to embody their value of recognition. The day one approach transforms occasional good intentions into consistent leadership behaviors through a three-step process. Identify a key value you wish to embody, such as innovation or accountability. Clearly define that value in behavioral terms, and do something each day that embodies it. This might mean spending 30 minutes daily brainstorming new ideas or following up on every commitment made. To develop your leadership philosophy, start by identifying 3 to 5 core values that truly resonate with you. Then, for each value, define specific behaviors that demonstrate it in action. Finally, create daily practices that help you consistently live these values, turning your leadership philosophy from an abstract concept into a practical guide for daily decision-making and behavior. Impact, defined as a commitment to creating moments that cause people to feel they are better off having interacted with you, is the ideal starting value for your day one journey. The daily question, what have I done today to recognize someone else's leadership, can generate tremendous leadership growth if practiced consistently for just 30 days. This simple practice transforms how we view leadership and helps us recognize it in unexpected places. This question puts you on the lookout for moments of leadership and ensures you recognize those who create positive impacts. It trains your mind to spot leadership in its many forms, from the nurse who takes extra time with patients, to the receptionist who remembers everyone's coffee preference, to the delivery person who goes above and beyond. It also helps you identify and challenge limiting language, particularly the word just, one of the most restrictive qualifiers in English. When we say, "I'm just a," we diminish ourselves and give others permission to expect less from us. This self-limiting language can become a self-fulfilling prophecy that constrains our potential impact. Mr. Peters, a high school custodian, exemplified this principle of everyday leadership. He knew every student's name, remembered conversations from months prior, and offered kindness to those feeling insecure or alienated. He would leave encouraging notes on lockers, help students find lost items, and create safe spaces for those who needed them. Years later, when I returned to give a leadership speech, he not only remembered me, but had followed my career through local news articles and alumni updates. Despite his profound impact, evidenced by how former students smile at just the mention of his name decades later, he still described himself as just a janitor. His story illustrates how true leadership transcends job titles and formal authority. Our value isn't measured by titles or wealth, but by how many people smile when our name is mentioned years later. This metric of impact focuses on the quality of our interactions and the lasting impressions we leave on others. Recognizing these unsung leaders by explicitly telling them, "You are a leader to me," creates ripples of impact that spread through communities. When someone hears they're a leader, it often inspires them to live up to that recognition and seek more opportunities to lead. When we acknowledge others' exceptional behavior, we reinforce it and create a cycle of leadership that benefits everyone. This recognition can take many forms: a heartfelt thank you note, public acknowledgement in meetings, or simply taking a moment to express gratitude face to face. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to model the leadership we hope to see in others, whether we're managing a team of hundreds or simply going about our daily routines. The key is to remain conscious of our power to impact others and to use that power intentionally and positively. The practice of recognizing leadership in others also helps develop our own leadership capacity. By actively looking for leadership qualities in others, we become more aware of these qualities in ourselves and more intentional about developing them. This creates a virtuous cycle where recognition breeds more leadership, which in turn deserves more recognition. Courage is a commitment to taking action when there is a possibility of loss. The key question to embody this value is, what did I try today that I thought might not work, but I tried it anyway? Many people confuse confidence with courage. While confidence can be faked and often slips into arrogance, courage requires taking action despite fear. Leaders are always afraid. They simply don't let fear lead to inaction. One powerful approach to building courage is rejection therapy, which involves actively seeking out rejection to develop resilience. An entrepreneur shared how he and his business partner made rejection a monthly competition. Whoever got rejected the most times in 24 hours won. Through this practice, they discovered three truths. You don't get rejected nearly as often as you think. When you expect rejection, it doesn't impact your self-worth. And even when rejected, you're usually offered something better than what you currently have. A young man with social anxiety taught me another powerful question that transformed my approach to fear. Am I capable of 5 seconds of extraordinary courage right now? The beauty of this question is that the answer is always yes. We all have 5 seconds of courage within us at any moment. What truly frightens us aren't those 5 seconds, but the imagined consequences that might follow. Society compounds our fear of change by stigmatizing it as failure, treating it as a limited resource with an acceptable timeline. Use 5 change tokens by 25, 3 more by 30, and the final 2 by 35. This mindset traps people in unfulfilling situations, making them settle for less than they deserve. The truly courageous question becomes, where in my life am I settling? After burning out from 18-hour workdays, I took a train journey across Canada that changed my perspective. A young engineer asked me a question that kept me awake that night. How far would you be willing to go for the chance to be happier? I realized I had been settling for okay in my life rather than risking what I had for the possibility of greater happiness. This insight led me to quit my job and start my company. True leadership requires honestly asking ourselves where we're settling in life and having the courage to make changes, because no matter your age, you're too young to settle. Empowerment means acting as a catalyst for others' success. The key question we should ask ourselves daily is, what have I done today to make it more likely someone else will move closer to a goal? Many people view life as a zero-sum game with limited resources, where one person's gain means another's loss. But leaders choose to live in an economy of abundance, focusing on creating value rather than just pursuing profit. My life transformed when I stopped chasing goals that could only be delivered by others and focused instead on adding tremendous value in every interaction. This means developing skills and insights specifically to support others' efforts rather than just figuring out what superiors want. When you shift from asking, "What do I have to do?" to "Who do I need to be?", you change your focus from pleasing others to meeting your own standards. While empowerment focuses on directly adding value to others, growth is about expanding your capacity to do so. You embody growth whenever you act as a catalyst for learning, whether for yourself or others. The key question becomes, what have I done today to make it more likely someone will learn something? During a train journey, an 8-year-old girl named Allison transformed my perspective with her observation that, "I don't think anyone whose spirit is too big for hallways would ever read a book without a good story." Her words revealed the gap between who I thought I was, someone who connected with others, seized opportunities, and shared stories, and how I was actually behaving. Another train passenger, Patty, shared profound wisdom when I asked about the most important thing she'd learned in 23 years as a bartender. She explained that you can learn much about someone by how they answer, "Why are you on this trip?" The richest people tell you exactly where they're going, the most interesting people tell you where they've been, and the happiest simply tell you what direction they're headed. This conversation inspired my edge of the bed question. Imagine it's the final night your child is living in your house. As you sit on the edge of their bed, they ask, "What's your best life advice? What single insight has most contributed to your happiness?" This question demonstrates that great leadership isn't about having all the answers, but asking powerful questions where both parties learn. Class is treating people and situations better than they deserve to be treated. The question, "How did I elevate instead of escalate today?" drives this value in leadership. My former student Hamza defined class as elevating a situation when your instincts push you to escalate, when escalating would be easier, and when you have every right to escalate. The difference is in your goal. Elevating means trying to succeed, while escalating means trying to win. Success can be shared. Winning requires someone to lose. Email provides daily opportunities to practice class. My approach to frustrating emails follows a 10-step process that includes writing the angry response I want to send in a document with no send button, saving it in a folder called "This Could Have Happened," stepping away to listen to a favorite song, and then returning to write an elevate email that addresses the foundational fear behind the original message rather than counterattacking. Self-respect is a commitment to making decisions that recognize 4 essential truths. You have as much right to happiness as anyone else. You cannot add value to others' lives until you've added enough to your own. Your happiness is your responsibility. And happiness is impossible without forgiveness. The day one process ensures you give yourself daily evidence that you matter and deserve respect. My question for embodying self-respect is simple. What have I done today to be good to myself? Whether it's watching a guilty pleasure TV show or taking a daily walk, being good to yourself builds the capacity to generate happiness internally rather than depending on external sources. Believing your happiness must come from others will doom you to a life without it. While you deserve respect and kindness from others, you're not entitled to it. We must cultivate happiness by planting seeds on good days that will bloom on bad ones. The process of building yourself into the leader you hope to be starts with identifying your core leadership values, defining them clearly, and embedding them through daily action-oriented questions. This foundation takes time, commitment, and repetition to build. Surfacing your key leadership values requires three specific assignments. The three key values hypothetical, imagining someone following you for 30 days to identify your core values. Your edge of the bed advice, creating 30 pieces of advice you'd give your child. And your best and your worst, examining moments of pride and disappointment. After completing these assignments, you can reverse engineer your core values from your edge of the bed advice. Each insight represents values important to you. Ask yourself, if someone took this advice to heart, which values would they better embody? This approach identifies your key values authentically as they emerge from your lived experiences rather than an idealized self-image. Once you've identified your core values, create questions that will operationalize these values in your daily life. An effective action-driving question must meet three criteria. It cannot be answered with a simple yes or no, it shouldn't include the actual value word itself, and it must provide flexibility in how it can be answered. To implement the day one process effectively, start gradually with just one value, preferably the one that resonated most strongly from your earlier exercises. Create or select an action-oriented question for this value and commit to answering it daily for 30 days before adding another. Set up reminders to prompt yourself throughout the day and document your answers in a journal or digital note. This systematic approach builds consistency over time, with each new day one building upon previous efforts rather than restarting them. The process acknowledges that you'll have imperfect days, but emphasizes forgiveness and recommitment rather than shame. The core of personal leadership transformation lies in six carefully crafted daily questions, two focused on enriching others' lives, two dedicated to self-improvement, and two aimed at creating mutual value. This systematic approach generates 2,180 intentional moments of impact annually, each aligned with core values and designed to enhance relationships, career trajectory, and overall life satisfaction. These moments compound over time, creating a ripple effect that extends far beyond the initial action. When presented with this methodology, many executives and professionals initially dismiss it as too soft or impractical given their demanding schedules. However, extensive research in organizational psychology demonstrates that individuals with clear personal values consistently outperform their peers across multiple metrics. Studies show improved workplace pride, enhanced performance metrics, stronger organizational commitment, and higher job satisfaction. Leadership, at its essence, is not about grand gestures, but rather about making one fundamental decision: to commit to consistent, positive micro-decisions each day. The Day One philosophy proved its profound worth in Drew Dudley's life following the devastating loss of his partner Anastasia to suicide in January 2017. During this period of intense grief, when many would have abandoned structure entirely, the daily practice became more than a routine. It transformed into a vital compass. The philosophy provided concrete steps forward when emotional paralysis threatened to take hold, offering a practical framework for maintaining forward momentum. Each day's small victories, from acts of kindness to moments of self-care, generated tangible evidence of resilience, personal growth, and maintained dignity during profound loss. This approach's effectiveness stems from its applicability during periods of uncertainty. Rather than requiring a clear long-term vision, it focuses on immediate, actionable steps that create positive momentum. The philosophy acknowledges that sometimes the best navigation through uncertainty is simply to keep moving forward with purpose, even when the destination isn't clear. As Dudley powerfully notes, "I started writing this book because I believed in the Day One philosophy. I finished it because now I swear by it. I hope you'll come to swear by it too." The Day One methodology derives its strength from two key elements: simplicity in execution and unwavering consistency. By viewing each day as a fresh start, a new Day One, practitioners build a sustainable personal leadership culture through small, deliberate actions aligned with their core values. This approach transforms leadership from an abstract concept into a daily practice of intentional choices. Whether it's taking 5 minutes to mentor a colleague, writing a note of appreciation, or making time for personal development, these seemingly ordinary acts, performed with extraordinary consistency, create a compound effect. Over time, these actions reshape not only the practitioner's life, but positively influence their entire sphere of influence, family, colleagues, community, and beyond.